You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has confirmed Australia is now in a recession as the economy reels from the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Frydenberg's confirmation arrived after the Australian Bureau of Statistics reported the economy shrank by 0.3% in the March quarter on the back of the bushfires, drought and the COVID-19 pandemic. An unprecedented fall in spending on services, social distancing rules, travel bans and a drop in housing investment have all played a part. The Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the March quarter figures also show the Australian economy is very resilient and doing well on a global scale.
Australia's performance in the March quarter compares very well to that seen in other nations, with negative growth of 9.8% in China, 5.3% in France, 2.2% in Germany, 2% in the United Kingdom and 1.3% in the United States.
In response to the March quarter figures, opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers acknowledged the impact of the virus on the country's economy. But he also says before the virus and the bushfires, Australia had issues with weak growth, stagnant wages, weak business investment and productivity. Mr. Chalmers says the economy is not as resilient as Mr. Frydenberg thinks, and he's calling on the government to expand their support to more unemployed Australians affected by the pandemic.
It's not resilient enough for those Australians who've joined the unemployment queues, especially those who've been unnecessarily excluded from the JobKeeper payments. What the Treasurer fails to understand, as the first Treasurer in Nine to oversee a recession, is that a lot of people are doing it tough, and his spin and his slogans about resilience and all of the other things, they won't put food on the table for a lot of people. They won't put people back to work. Only a comprehensive plan will do that.
No new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in New South Wales for the first time in almost a week and the third time since the start of the pandemic in late February. Zero cases were recorded from 7,000 tests in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, but authorities warn the virus is still likely to be circulating in the community. Meanwhile, in Victoria, a case at an aged care home is being treated as an outbreak, despite being the only known diagnosis at the facility. The carer at Embracia Aged Care in Reservoir was one of 10 new confirmed cases in Victoria on Tuesday. And police in that state are urging people to think twice about attending a Black Lives Matter demonstration this weekend in response to the killing of African-American man George Floyd, allegedly by a police officer in the United States. Assistant Police Commissioner Luke Cornelius says people need to think about social distancing rules and the potential consequences of breaching them.
The risk of participation in a mass gathering in and of itself generates a significant risk of community-based transmission of a virus which to date, in relative terms, when you look at what's been happening around the world, the Victorian community has been remarkably successful in avoiding.
Passengers returning from overseas may soon have to pay for their hotel quarantine bill, with state governments expected to stop funding mandatory isolation. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk hinted on Wednesday that arrangement was about to end, with state governments soon expecting people returning from overseas to pay that bill. On the issue of interstate travel, some states still are imposing border restrictions. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says it's up to the states and territories to decide when they'll open their borders. As for allowing travel to New Zealand in the near future, Dr. Kelly says it remains a possibility.
I myself have talked about the borders and the hope that they will open up, but that's really a matter for the states and territories themselves to decide when they would feel safe to do that. And we hope that that won't be too long into the future. How that fits with the Trans-Tasman bubble, if that occurs, then I can't really speculate. I don't really know about that timing. But certainly the Trans-Tasman thing is a very exciting possibility and could happen sooner than later, in which case we hope that the states will also be opening up.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.